Members, the Senate will come to order. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is now under call. For a motion.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and that the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, will you be so kind as to stand? Members, in our tradition, we say prayer before proceeding. And today's chaplain is Chaplain Major Keith Beckwith with the Minnesota National Guard. After prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I encourage you to pray in your tradition as I pray in mine. Almighty God, as we gather in this chamber as servants of the people of our great state, I humbly come before you seeking your wisdom and guidance in the weighty decisions that lie ahead of these senators. I ask that you grant them clarity to see the needs of their constituents, the courage to act with integrity, and the humility to listen to and appreciate diverse perspectives. May their deliberations be marked by civility, compassion, and a deep commitment to the common good. I pray for the unity in their purpose, that they work together and build a better future for all Minnesotans, from the epicenter here in our capital of St. Paul to the smallest township. Now I ask that you bless the Senate overall, and this session now, with your presence. Guide their steps in the way of justice and righteousness. I pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain Major Keith Beckwith, and also thank you for your service. With that being said, the Secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Clark, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fate, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson-Stewart, Klein, Koran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, May Quaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Murphy, Nelson, Umu Verbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you'd like to follow along, I'm reading from the Senate agenda. Members, if you would keep your voices lower, please. If you want to have a discussion, please feel free to walk off of the floor. As I started to say, that's the Senate agenda. It's today, and if you want to read it, it's Thursday. It's dated Thursday, March 6th at 11:30 a.m. Members, we're going to start with the second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communications was received. Senator Latz, for your motion.
Mr. President, I move the appointments pertaining to notaries public for 2024 be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The following communications were received and referred as indicated. Members, we will now proceed to the fifth order of business, which is reports of committees. Senator Murphy for a motion to adopt the committee reports.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion of the committee reports, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the sixth order of business, which is the second reading of Senate bills. The secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 662, 506, and 1173.
The Senate files have been given their second reading. Members, we will now proceed to the eighth order of business, which is the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. Members, if you go to page 3, you'll see Senate file number 2175, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Education Policy. The second change is on page number 5. You'll see Senate file number 2194. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Education Policy. If you go to page number, Education Finance. Again, I'm going to repeat that. Senate file number 2194 has been referred to the Committee on Education Finance. We will now proceed to page number 8. If you go to page number 8, you'll see Senate file number 2229. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention. If you go over to page number 9, you'll see Senate file number 2231, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention. If you go to page number 12, you'll see Senate file number 2261. That bill has been referred to the Committee on State and Local Governments. Remaining on page number 12, you'll see Senate file number 2265, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. And last, but certainly not least, if you go to page number 14, you'll see Senate file number 2278, and that bill has been referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. And last, but certainly not least, if you look on the same page, Senate file number 2286 has been referred to the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention. As I started, members, we would adopt the author's motion as one motion. All in favor, members, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated, as I already outlined. All in favor say aye. Members, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar was given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, we will now go to the ninth order of business, which is motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motions as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we have some individual members who have motions. I'm going to start with Senator Mann.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1138 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and be re-referred to the Committee on Human Services. Both chairs are in agreement.
Thank you. Any discussion on Senator Mann's motion? Senator Mann moves that Senate File number 1138 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Human Services. On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The next motion is from Senator Hochschild.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1916 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Human Services. Both chairs are in agreement, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Hochschild moved that Senate File number 1916 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Human Services. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. We will now go to Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1962 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety.
And Senator Pappas, have you talked to both chairs, and are they in agreement with this motion?
This is my bill, and I've talked to both chairs.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. Senator Pappas moves that Senate File number 1962 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Any announcements of Senate interest? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Senator Port, Senator Housley, and Senator Miller. Any other announcements of Senate interest? Where is Representative Senator Jung? Senator Jung.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, March 6th, Governor Walz has officially declared Clean Energy Business Day. Minnesota's innovative businesses are delivering affordable clean energy that supports families, sustaining jobs, and resilient communities. Their work directly contributes to Minnesota's transition to clean energy. You are all invited to a happy hour at the Nome Pub from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. tonight to celebrate with the people who are proud to lead Minnesota's energy future behind growing Minnesota's economy. Thank you.
Any other announcements of Senate interest? Any other announcements of Senate interest? Seeing none, we'll go to Senator Murphy for a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, March 10th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.